Seattle-based attorney Jason Amala says the news that the Boy Scouts of America has filed for bankruptcy is a form of validation for his clients, because he says the declaration means the national organization is admitting that many of the incidents are real.
It's good news because it's difficult for the Boy Scouts to claim they didn't have a big problem if they're filing for bankruptcy over the problem, right? So on some level, this is the Boy Scouts accepting responsibility for what happened.
But on the downside, it also means that many of the confidential files on abuse allegations, which were kept by the Boy Scouts since the 1920s, might not be accessible to survivors and their attorneys who are trying to build a case.
The files that are out there are incomplete. They only go from 1965 until the early 1990s.
Amala says it's important for survivors to know that there will still be money available to pay settlements in lawsuits, even though the Boy Scouts are going bankrupt.
A lot of people think bankruptcy means they're going to get nothing, so what's the point of filing a claim? That's just 100% not true and not accurate. The Boy Scouts have reported over $1 billion in assets, and that doesn't include their insurance. The purpose of a bankruptcy like this, just like the Catholic bankruptcies, is basically to ask a bankruptcy judge to give a timeout, to pause all of the cases that have already been filed, and to pause the cases that could be filed in state court. And what that means is that anyone who has a claim against the Boy Scouts, they're going to have a limited time to file a claim in the bankruptcy court.
The bankruptcy judge could further limit the time some New York survivors have to file lawsuits. Under the state's Child Victims Act, those over 55 who have aged out of the statute of limitations have a one-year window of opportunity to file civil cases. That window ends August 14th, but the judge could potentially set an even smaller window to accept new cases. Local Boy Scout councils around the state have so far not followed the lead of the national organization. They remain solvent, although Amala says it's likely that many will file bankruptcy in the coming days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.